the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style. In the Comedy Kingdom.
Of the world. This session is dedicated to that valiant and fearless type of man who battles his way over all obstacles, carrying the light of civilization into the wilderness, and to that still braver explorer, the man who ate the first oyster. You know, exploring, oh, it used to be different from the old days. Some of those old Arctic explorers used to live for weeks on candles and blubber. I don't blame them. If I had lit on candles, I'd blubber too. However, I'm happy to have with me one of the truly great explorers of the world. His most exciting and harrowing adventure was when he went to see a Frank Buck picture and got lost in the jungle display in the lobby. Here he is, Don Orlando. Now, say, Don, you're a countryman of Christopher Columbus, aren't you?
Sure, and Marco Polo, too.
Oh, that's right. Well, then you should know something about exploring.
Do I know something about exploring? Macho, Mr. Eddie, mamma, just paradori. Sure, I explore all over Kansas City on my favorite animal.
Your favorite animal? What's that?
My bicycle.
Oh, your bicycle. Say, a bicycle isn't an animal, Don.
Why isn't it? I love my bicycle. Just like Christopher Columbus loves his ships. Like Marco Polo loves his camel. Like the Eskimo loves his whales. That's how I love my bicycle. Mamma mia. You know, I raise him from a pedal.
Well, tell us, in your explorations throughout the various and sundry portions of this terrestrial globe, have you ever encountered any severe and harrowing tribulations?
Please, don't give me this double talk. Huh?
All right, have you ever had any exciting experiences while you've been exploring?
Oh, sure I have. You just wait until I tell you. You know, my father had a map that my great-great-grandfather gave to him, that he gave to me. He said, son, you go and explore this cave and find the treasure. I can't go because I'm too old. You know, every time I was all set to go, he said, something always happened. First you, then Maria, then Philippe, then Mario, then Lucia, and et cetera, until a little Josephina, the last one, come along and finish the family. So my father said to me, he said, you, my son, take this map and start to explore this cave before that something happens to you. I said, okay. So I find the cave.
Well, did you find the treasure?
Hey, just 1 minute. Don't get excited, please. Well, I started to dig, and I dig, and dig, and dig, and dig for a month. Oh, mamma mia. I dig so far that it took me 3 weeks to come up for air.
Well, is that all?
No, I went back and I started to dig again. And I dig.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I found something.
What was it?
I found a bone.
A bone?
Sure, a bone. Ah, I said to myself, I'm getting hot. So I went down there and I started to dig again. And believe me, Pien, I did so much digging that I got so tired that I fell back and I decided to give the whole business up.
Oh, darn.
Oh, but pretty soon I feel something by my side.
Yes.
I grabbed it with my hand and I started to pull up.
Yes.
And up. And when I got to the light, what do you think it was?
I don't know.
A Chinaman.
A Chinaman?
Yeah! And I was holding by right this cue. Mamma mia, I must have taken them all the way from China.
And here are four more explorers. Brave men who spare no time nor expense in tracking Harmony right down to its lair. Here is a particularly fine specimen they brought back with them on their last expedition. He's got me doing it, that Don Orlando. This is a story of their recent trek through a cannibal-infested jungle, presenting Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe.
I took a trip on a ship
to the South Sea Island where eyes keep smiling with love.
Oh, I made a slip when a kiss from a lip
made a captive of me. Now I'm crying. Cute little, neat little, dear little, sweet little, my little cannibal dove. Please eat me up, eat me up, eat me up with love. Oh, you're some attraction when you're in action. Boy, what a wonderful style. And I'll be right back, coming back to my cannibal isle. Robin Crusoe, that guy wasn't so slow. He sure picked the finest places to go. Cute little, neat little, dear little, sweet little, my little cannibal dove. Please eat me up, feed me up, feed me up with love.
Now,
Robin Crusoe.
Say, that guy wasn't so slow.
Oh, he wasn't.
He sure picked the finest places to go.
Now, where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
Time turns back 100 years from the future into the pasture.
Robinson Crusoe in the 19th century.
Friday, Friday, here come the cannibals. We are surrounded. Run like mad.
I feel shaky.
This way, Friday. We must vanish.
We can't vanish. We have no cream.
What, no cream?
No, no cream.
What, no cream?
No, no cream.
All we need is a vanishing cream.
Too late, Robin. Yuck, I'm the king.
What did he say? What did he say?
You must marry his daughter, Lou, or he'll make us into beef stew.
That will beef stew bad. That will beef stew bad. You tell him I can't be had. What did he say? What did he say?
The king say why?
Well, here's the reason why.
I've got a cute little, neat little, dear little, sweet little, my little cannibal dove. She eats me up, eats me up, eats me up with love.
Beneath the magic of a yellow moon.
Yellow moon.
Love me, dearie, just because I love to spoon.
Love to spoon.
Love me, dearie, while I learn to croon. My cannibal dove.
We now come to those two famous globetrotters, Dokes and Dokes, who really know how to find new, unexplored regions through which to travel. They simply go out driving on Sunday afternoon with a friend who knows all the shortcuts. But this time, they're climbing the precipitous slopes of a high mountain. Here they are, Dokes and Dokes.
Oh, boy. How much further have we got to go?
We're almost there. See the peak?
Next time you go exploring, you'll go alone.
Oh, come on. I want to see the sunset.
You'll stand right where you are and see a daughter set. Oh, boy, am I tired.
Okay, sit down. So what are you doing to that rope?
Oh, I don't know. I either found a rope or lost a horse.
You don't mean to say you're trying to bring the horse up here?
Not him. He had too much sand.
He's a good horse.
Not so good. He's hard to ride.
Hard to ride?
Sure. Look at the callus.
What?
On my hand.
Yeah. Too bad. May I hold your hand, sweetheart?
Oh, slut.
I'll tell you a pass. Your present.
Tell me the future. I want to know how I'm going to get to the top of this mountain.
Okay. See this line here?
Yes.
You're very fond of horses.
Wonderful.
In fact, horses are your weakness.
And what's your weakness?
Shall I tell her?
Oh, come on.
Okay. I love to play poker.
Cards. How romantic.
Yes, dear. If I'd only held this hand 10 years ago, I might have had a full house today.
Oh. Say, does the mountain air do that to you?
Ah, it's a gentle zephyr with the fragrance of orange blossom fills me with romance.
Next time you go exploring, try a valley.
Let me see your hand again. Let me see your... I feel psychic.
Oh, now I wish I'd brought the horse.
You have a secret?
Yes.
You're married?
6 years.
Happy?
Divorced.
Divorced?
Divorced 6 years I ever spent.
Oh. That's food for thought. See this little line here?
Oh, now don't tell me that line's dirt.
This is on the level. It means you have 2 children.
I have not.
What, no children?
No children.
Better get that line fixed.
Oh, I better get up the top of this mountain and call it a day.
Now you're talking. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Am I tired and stiff?
I'm a little stiff, too.
You're a big stiff making me climb this mountain.
Oh, wait till we see the view from the top. It's worth it.
It better be.
Well, here's the top. Let me give you a lift and we'll be there. Hup! Atta girl. There you are. Now, what do you think of it?
Oh, it's all right.
Look at that spot down there. Isn't it beautiful?
Why, that's the place we started from.
Of course. Doesn't it look beautiful?
Well, if it's so beautiful down there, why did you drag me all the way up here to look at it?
Oh, what's the use? You have no eye for beauty.
Court Troubadour Harris explores a more distant region to give us the weather report at the North Pole.
There's frost on the moon and snow on the ground. But with you around, there's spring in my heart. Don't need my raccoon, 'cause everything's fine. As long as you're mine, there's spring in my heart. I know why I'm merry, humming love's old tune. Even in January, honey, it feels like June. There's frost on the moon, but why do I care? I don't know it's there. There's spring in my heart. There's frost on the moon and snow on the ground, but with you around, there's spring in my heart. Don't need my raccoon, 'cause everything's fine. As long as you're mine, there's spring in my heart. I know why I'm merry, I'm humming love's old tune. Even in January, honey, it feels like June. Oh, there's frost on the moon, but why do I care? I don't know it's there. There's spring in my heart.
Advice to explorers. If you are lost in the Arctic and haven't seen a soul for weeks, simply take out a pack of cards, start playing solitaire, and inside of 10 minutes you'll be surrounded by kibitzers.